Hello, everybody.
We're a little late tonight. We said we were doing a stream on Saturday, and we're doing it. We post it on my Snap that we're live.
Then... because we didn't do it Friday night because JKT had that thing, but we lost.
I lost.
But that's okay. So we had a good time, and that's all that counted. Ethan showed up with us. This is from the Black Mike Studios in Northeastern Pennsylvania. So here we are again tonight. Well, we're going to look up... we've been doing this for a year now.
Well, it's been a year since the 19th.
October 19th. Sorry. So, well, that's one milestone gone. And
yes, it is. And
now we're on our second year. So here we go. About bullshitting and doing absolutely nothing. But
we did it.
We have a good time doing it. So
I had fun. It doesn't matter.
Right. So if anybody has any comments to make or want to say anything, be my guest, you can. So
we don't really care.
Save jerks or whatever. I don't care. But
we're gonna get some news up over here.
Yeah, we're gonna look at the news and see. Trump and his wife voted early voting down in Florida. I wonder who he voted for.
I don't know. Maybe Biden. I don't know.
You never know. So
I'm gonna sit like this.
Who's that? Is that she?
What the Nana's calling me.
Oh,
she has eggs over. I'm not answering.
No, don't answer.
That's rude, I think.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's okay.
She calls me again. I'm just going to decline the call. But we have a show to do. We have a show to run.
Who is she? A Democrat, that lady. Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett?
No, the one that's going to vote for Murkowski.
Maybe. I don't know.
Huh. So.
I don't know if she's Democratic or Republican.
They're all campaigning.
Yes.
So,
Borat 2.
Yeah, that came out. Next week is voting.
It is voting next
week. Yeah, next week.
That's crazy.
So, make sure you go out to vote if you're going to vote.
Yes, go vote.
Every vote counts, they're saying. Yes. So, though sometimes I don't believe that.
All right. If every vote counted, then technically... Hillary would have won.
Yeah, because she had more votes. Actually, but
that is true.
Yeah, so but the president won, so that's a fact.
Trump won. That's the fact.
Democrats had a hard time.
If he wins again, they'll have a hard time.
Yeah, you know. So either way, I think there's gonna be trouble. But
yeah, but hey,
you don't know till it happens.
Exactly.
So,
I'm gonna adjust the microphone volume a little bit so I can see Tim in the red, and there's Nana calling you, I bet.
Yeah, what does she want?
At 6:15, really? Whatever, you know.
No, Nana.
I told you it was Nana.
Oh, I thought you meant mom.
No.
Your mom.
Yeah, I call my mom Nana. Really? If it was mom, I'd pick up and eat myself.
Shut my phone down. Turn it down. I don't want
to. Yeah, and you'll forget. Let me think. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War comes out in, 2 weeks, I think? The 17th or 13th? I don't remember. And Cyberpunk comes out, I think, in 2 weeks, or 3 weeks,
so,
maybe.
That's going to be good. Is that new games?
Yeah, new games.
Maybe we'll get to play them?
Well, we're not going to be able to play Cyberpunk because I already pre-ordered it. The only one that I haven't pre-ordered yet is Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, only because it won't let me do it with my card.
Oh, yeah.
It says my card has declined.
How much is it?
70. I'm getting the $70 version is because it comes to the next Xbox for $10 more.
Okay.
So I figured, that's an all right deal.
Okay. Keep on going.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're not talking about games.
That's okay.
Watched a new movie. Oh, Watch Dogs Legion. That comes out at the end of the month, right? I should get that. That looks good. When does that come out, Samson? End of the month, right? Watch Dogs Legion.
Oh, what movie did we watch that you rented?
Unhinged, it was called.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty good.
They gave a low rating, but that was a good movie. We rented it. So.
And then, end of October, I knew it. We should get that. That's going to be a good game. I'll probably pre-order that then. I honestly forgot. That game slipped my mind. October 20th, next week, right? October 20th is next week.
October 31st is Saturday. And the end of October is there, Halloween. Mm-hmm. So, are we going to do a horror thing on our show?
I think we're going to stream a horror game tonight. I think we're going to stream a game called Made of Skrr. I don't know what it's about.
I'll try not to sleep to it like I did the last one.
I don't know if I get terrifying.
Yeah,
but hey.
So.
Hey.
I'm tired. I'm sorry, you guys. Please forgive me. So. October 29th, you said.
Yeah, that game comes out. So that's next Thursday, ain't it?
No.
Oh, the 31st?
Oh, yeah, it's
Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. The Eagles won.
Did they?
It was surprising, yeah.
What's up? What do you see?
What's that?
Among Us developers. Among Us is a new, well, it's not new, but it's a up. It's like a trending game right now. And it's a popular game. And it's
what been kind of spammed?
Like hackers. People have been hacking it and shit.
Oh, really?
And it's just a little fun game. You know, it's not
it
like,
on your phone or
you
what?
Can use, you can play it on your phone and on the computer.
Oh, okay.
But then the only reason we're not streaming is because my Mac can't run it. It's not, Mac, shut up. Don't.
Can I run it?
Well, because it's made for Windows.
I thought you had Windows.
I do have Windows. But when I try to stream on the Windows.
It don't work.
It looks really shitty.
Oh, okay.
Like I was trying to record using OBS Studio on the Windows.
Yeah.
And it was I was freezing up.
Oh,
okay. I had to use Bandicam. Thank goodness we had that software. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate your viewership. I'm gonna.
Why'd your head halfway off on that?
I don't know. I've been trying to. It's the lighting, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if my face is green or something. I want to see this chat button work. I think I updated to the new Restaurant Junkies. Just check that out. And this button. Yes, it did work. All right, so that button works. Oh, will the run ad button work? Probably not.
Oh, yeah. I'm on Restaurant Junkies next week. We're going to Sheets.
We don't know what I get yet, but we'll figure out when we get there.
Yeah, we did Wawa this week. It was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I want to get that thing again. Yeah. I'm hungry for it.
So. I would have that for Thanksgiving, matter of fact.
I gave myself a bad splinter, or not splinter, a paper cut.
On paper plates.
On paper plates. With four paper plates, I got three paper cuts.
So.
But yeah, they've been having a hacking issue with that game. Because people, you get hacks. You can buy hacks. Ethan, people buy hacks.
Oh, do they? Oh,
yes, you can buy hacks.
I didn't know that. I don't play games that much.
Yeah, he just played Call of Duty, and that was it. It was pretty funny, though.
No, I played that other game.
And you play Call of Duty and Fall Guys.
Fall Guys is my favorite one.
And he loves Fall Guys.
Even though I don't
that
win.
The new mode for Call of Duty looks really cool. For only PlayStation, the Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War Zombie Onslaught mode looks cool.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. Probably a voicemail message. It was probably me. Yeah, it was me. My mom,
okay.
But
so,
a fast-paced co-op experience.
When's that new? When you're gonna get your new computer? November.
New computer.
I mean, your new Xbox.
November.
November. When does the PlayStation come out? Same time.
I think 2 days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. So they're close. What's Sam again?
PS5.
Oh, is he?
I wanted the Xbox, dude. I don't know. I don't like the way it looks per se. It's just a giant. It's a really tall. It's like a brick. Tall. The PS5 does look cooler, I'm going to lie about it. It does look nicer, but I want a new Xbox.
Okay.
I play games on the Xbox. I use the Xbox mostly.
There's that damn fly.
Right on the microphone. You're gonna fucking wreck the microphone. Did you get it?
I wish I could kill that thing. Why
I know.
It die? Die, fly, die.
There it is. You think you got it? What?
Whoa.
How the fuck? All right. Well, not all that.
Probably Japanese, I could do it.
Yeah, you have that fly technique with the chopsticks. And the
movies. Kill a fly. But
with that, Trop's trying to kill a fly on the stream.
Right. And
we're going to have PETA after us, and it's going to be crazy.
And what else?
What else?
What else is going on?
I don't know, man. I'm looking.
Oh, there's a big fire somewhere.
Where?
Out there. Oh, right there, Colorado.
Did I say the Rocky Mountain National Park threatens Estes?
There's two fires and almost colliding.
Oh, really? The Jersey reports, wow, 19,000 new COVID-19 tests.
I know.
I think we are having another surge. I mean,
I don't know. I think it's because people are getting a little bit comfortable.
And too comfortable.
They still got to be safe, guys. You know?
Yeah.
We don't want nobody to get sick.
Oh, look. No. I was thinking about road rage earlier. One injured, one arrested in Bethlehem road rage incident, officials say.
Yeah, so
what?
That's what that movie was.
Yeah, it's about road rage. Yeah.
That had a really cool ending, so
yeah,
if you get a chance, watch it. It's great.
I would wait till it comes out on DVD, though. Because right now, to
you
rent
pay
it,
$20.
It's $20 and it's in theaters still. So wait till it comes
48
out.
48 hours. Yeah.
Wait till it comes out on DVD and buy it for $20.
Yeah.
So just wait, guys.
It's cool.
It's a cool movie.
It's not a real long movie.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes.
Right.
It should have been longer, I think. But what can you do, you know?
The Jewish Roots of Allentown.
I don't know. I don't know what that's about. I didn't know that even that.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to stop student housing in Bethlehem.
Why?
I read that. So the neighborhood that is better because some people live there regularly. They don't rent out. There's like 600 and some places that rent out houses to the students in Bethlehem.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who I saw on TikTok today?
Who?
You know that Wolf of Wall Street movie? Remember that movie where he's ripping off? It's a real story about him ripping off people?
Yeah.
That guy. The actual real life guy is on Jordan Belfort, whatever his name is on TikTok. And people are like idolizing him. I'm like, he committed so much fraud.
I thought he was in prison, no?
No. No, but I think he went to prison and he's like millions of dollars in debt to the government. But he's turned off his house. He's like a mansion.
Oh. Probably put his house in his wife's name.
Probably. And he was telling the story. Oh, he has a YouTube channel too, I think. I don't know what it's called. But he was telling the story about in the movie they showed that him on the yacht. He took his yacht, his 170-foot yacht with a plane and a helicopter on it, out to sea in a really bad storm to see if it would float because he was high on Quaaludes.
What an asshole.
So, and the boat got destroyed.
No.
Because I don't know why he would do that. I don't know what he was thinking, but yeah. But that's that guy. That's Bo Rat.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's why he said Trump said he's a creep or whatever. He's not funny. He's like, I don't find you funny either.
He's like, I think that's a stupid movie.
He's like, this movie's not made for you. It's made for anybody. It's made for whoever. And oh yeah, Kanye West is on the Joe Rogan podcast. Which is the number 1,554 of that podcast, that broadcast, whatever. I think he does it every day or every week. Or three times a week, I think. I'm not sure. I don't listen to it.
Oh,
I hear stuff about it.
He's calling to be the leader of the free world.
Remember, he's one of
3 hour Joe
Rogan. Yeah, he had a 3 hour Joe Rogan interview. That was the funny.
Who's Joe Rogan?
What was he? I think he's either a comedian or something. Okay. I can't remember.
I don't know why your head's through my head.
I don't know why it does it. I don't know how to fix it. I gotta look up how to fix it. I don't like it either.
If you sit straight, you're okay, but this fly is really
if I move.
He's tempting me.
Trying to get this fly still?
Yeah, I'm trying to kill it. So he's gonna die if I get a hold of it.
Did you get it? Nope.
No! That thing is fast.
Bro,
I'm a loser. I can't catch a fly. Okay, what else? We're looking through.
Looking through Google News, which is like a big meet. It's a big news thing. This is sports. This is science. Oh, I know this is even a little.
Wait, turn it down. Let me see what that NASA thing.
NASA announcing exciting new discovery about the moon on Monday. Ooh,
oh, I wonder what that's about.
Maybe they figured out how to. Live on the moon. I don't know. Maybe that could be a thing one day.
Who will get the first COVID-19 test? Flu vaccine shot vaccine in Arizona.
They have a plan already for that? They must ask people or something, right?
Probably the older people.
Really? You think so? I don't know.
Wow, in Utah it keeps on surging. Oh, my brother don't have it. He lives in Salt Lake City.
U.S. faces 500,000 COVID-19 deaths by end of February, study finds. Wait, what? Oh.
By February.
And it says right there at the bottom, masks could cut COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by 130,000.
See, people ain't wearing masks.
People not wearing masks does not help the fact of COVID. I mean,
yeah.
I personally think if...
I wear a mask when I'm at work on a forklift, but if there's nobody around, I do bring it down a little bit, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I tell him,
I'm dying.
When he's in the store doing that, I always tell him, put your damn mask back on.
I can't breathe right with it on, but you got to be safe, I know.
There's like, my friend even says, she's like, I only have one lung. I can breathe fine with a mask on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like, I can breathe fine. So you guys have no reason to complain.
You know, and I should be wearing it because I'm diabetic.
Exactly. That's not the entertainment news. I know there's even an entertainment news source. Oh, that's the same thing I saw. Anything else besides this stuff? Oh, okay.
James Bond film?
Wait, where? Oh, yeah. They're trying to sell it. It explored selling to social streaming service like Netflix or Apple.
How much?
600 million they wanted to sell it to Apple TV 4. That would have been stupid, in my opinion. That would have been the stupidest
thing. Why?
Why put it? Okay, you have James Bond fans everywhere. Why put it on something that people might not have?
Why?
That's my thing, all right?
Why?
That's why I was like, that's kind of stupid they even explored. I understand trying to make the money. Because Tenet, that movie that mom went to see, it flopped.
Oh, look at that guy die. Mr. Bojangle writer.
Mr. Bojangle.
Ain't that the one the Beatles sang? Mr. Bojangle. Who sang that? Look that up.
I'm hooking on that one.
Yeah.
We found a news story for time. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, so. Mr. Bojangles. Jeff Walker, who wrote Mr. Bojangles, dies at 78. Oh, no. He sang the song.
Oh.
He was at home until an hour before his passing. His wife of 46 years, Susan Walker, told the Austin American Statesman he went very peacefully, which we were extremely grateful for. That's good. I guess he didn't.
His name was something else.
His name was Jeff Walker. At least he didn't like have misery. He went out, you know, peacefully. He was born in 1942. Huh. Sheesh.
Oh, that's who sang it.
You just pre-ordered Cyberpunk now, Samson?
That's Bob good. Dylan sang it.
Oh, really?
And Sammy Davis Jr. sang it.
Oh, so people covered the song that he wrote. Okay, I get you.
I thought the Beatles sang it. Well, keep on going up. I don't want to see some.
I'm going to look it up on my phone.
No, I guess he didn't.
Mr. Bojangles.
Oh, he was friends with Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
Country Western singer that owed a lot of money in taxes. He opened up that bar down in Key West, Florida.
Nice, Samson. Yeah, I was just going to let my Cyberpunk, my physical copy, I was just going to let it. Because in that game, right, what they can do,
right,
they're doing a free upgrade. So you don't got to pay for an upgrade to the Xbox or whatever. Okay. If you already bought it for the Xbox One. So I was thinking about just letting GameStop refund me the money I spent. And just getting it digitally so I can get it for the Xbox, new Xbox.
Oh, okay. You want to put the ad in?
Oh, right, yeah.
You got to put this
ad in. Yeah, I want to see this button work. If it doesn't work, then I don't know. I tried to fix it last night.
Do the bot? We have to do one for...
You know what? I know. That ad would work. All right, so we're going to do the ads. Let me stop recording. All right, guys. We'll see you after the ad break.
I felt like it flew up my...
All right, and we're back.
So, what are we talking about here?
I don't remember. Okay, Mr. Bojangles, we got that. Before, who's so. That? Oh wow! I know that Arnold Schwarzenegger even have heart surgery. You see that?
Oh yeah.
He said he feels fantastic. That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Oh my butt.
Who's that? What's
NXIVM? I don't know what that is.
Look at that once.
Well, NXIVM.
Who was this guy?
I don't
want to
NXIVM founder Keith Rayner spoke out from prison in a rare interview. During part of a Dateline piece that aired on Friday on NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, leader of the organization called a sex cult in court.
Oh, sex trafficking.
He's
back into him possession of
child pornography last
year. Oh, he's a pedophile.
He's a piece of shit.
Wait.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I was going down to see what the other stuff was. This is from 2fab.com or dot something. It's fab.com, right? You know, one of the things that's most important in our country in the justice system, Renner 60 proclaimed after being denied a new trial on Friday, and although people can hate me and do and think I'm an odious type of character, both a devil and a saint, should be able to get the exact same treatment under our justice system. No. You, listen, man, you're garbage. You're an actual human trash.
He said he's innocent, though, but
well,
you don't know.
If they found possession of child pornography.
Yeah, on his computer.
On his computer or whatever. That's not innocent. I don't care. Okay. I'm sure he had to have a fair case. He had to have had, or a case in general. Yes, I am innocent. He claimed that although this is a horrible tragedy of many, many people being hurt, and the main thrust of this has been the oppression, but really a different issue, which is hard for me to express. There is a horrible injustice here, and whether you think I'm the devil or not, The justice process has to be examined. I apologize for my participation in all this pain and suffering, he said.
Well, that must have been a cult.
It must have been. I'm going to look it up on my phone. Hold on. Maybe I can look up the MP. I don't want to. I'm going to look it up. Copy. I'm looking up right here. Paste. The self-described American multi-level market. No, it's not. That can't be what it is. Yeah, it is what it is.
Oh, New Albany, New York.
Which offers personal and professional development seminars through its executive success program. A large group awareness training. So it was a sex cult. It says it down there. That is the right thing.
Really?
It says it right there. Founder Keith Rainer. Rainier.
Huh.
So they must have been using that as a front.
Yeah, it probably was. To get people.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it was a marketing company they're using as a front, and they're actually doing shady people. Shit.
Yeah.
About it? I mean.
Okay, go back.
Yeah, I got it. Huh? I mean,
I don't see that anymore.
Yeah, I don't really care about that stuff.
You're going too fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, War on Drugs, the beat new song. Oh, I don't know what War on Drugs is. That's like messing up. Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe celebrate Sun Deacon's working together.
Oh, that's nice.
Are they divorced or?
Oh, no. What's that, Disneyland?
Where? Oh, reopen Main Street USA at Disney despite Buena Vista Street in Disney California Adventure reopening in November. So in Florida, they're not reopening.
I want to go to Florida, but you never know.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Ryan. What's up, buddy? Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be on again later playing a horror game at like 7 o'clock, I think.
Yes, a little bit after maybe. I'm always late.
Jack White buys new guitar for Busker to replace smashed one. Jack White's a guy from the White Stripes. You know that, right?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's why it's called the White Stripes. His last name is Jack White.
Oh, that was him and the white girl.
Yeah, that was his ex-wife, yes. Ah, jeez.
So, we're just talking here, looking up stuff.
Yes, you always do. The screenwriter of Purple Rain passed away.
Oh, he's 83 years old. He lived a long time.
Yes, he lived a long life.
Oh, how to watch Hallmark Christmas if you don't have cable. Put that on.
No!
I always watch Hallmark Christmas. That's my favorite
thing. Yeah, I'm wearing a Mr. Beast 40 mil shirt. Yeah. I had my Virginity Rockets shirt on, but it was getting the green screen. It was like chopping up the shirt. I was like, I don't want to be invisible.
Oh, okay.
Even though the shirt was yellow. All right, here. We'll figure out how to watch Hallmark.
We're going to get some of our own shirts to wear.
Yeah, we're going to be planning on ordering them soon.
Right, I should have worn my hat. I forgot my hat.
It's out there, man.
I know.
They're going to wear it during a store horror movie, man. Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas kicks off October 24th, providing viewers as much need.
Watched every movie on Hallmark.
He sat there for hours. And if we do that, we're streaming.
Everybody was yelling at me.
He won't stream.
Yeah, I will. Everybody was yelling at me for watching it. The only one I really, really, really like is that one.
Oh, Ronan likes Hallmark movies.
Oh, really? Oh, good. You're my best friend. So I love Hallmark movies. Which one do I like? That one, the only one, Christmas in Handcuffs.
That was a horror. It's an ABC Family movie.
Oh, was that? That's a great one. Yeah, I love that one. I have the tape and everything.
Yeah, you can't find it anymore.
I know. That's the best
one.
You
can't buy it. It's hard to find.
Funny, I think.
There's no, oh man, you gotta get Fubo TV, Sling TV, AT&T TV now.
Do we have any of those?
Nope.
Pluto. Oh no.
No, it's Philo.
Boy, I don't have any of those.
No, because remember, they were gonna have AT&T TV again, but they were trying to charge us like $80 for the DVR, and I was like, why do we need a DVR for?
Yeah.
for 8 hours of recording, I'm like, what do we need to record?
What are we going to record? We don't record nothing.
And they wouldn't let us take it after the VR. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. There's no Hallmark movies on Netflix. Oh, man.
Oh, One Calls the Heart. I remember that movie.
What? One Calls the Heart?
Yeah.
Is that an old movie or something?
I don't know. I haven't even watching that one.
Hardee's will get an extra episode in season 8. Hardee's?
I don't know what that is.
When calls the Heart family accident news. He's probably breaking down crying.
Okay, you can change it.
Oh, man. You know, it's coming out with a new season. I don't know a lot.
What?
Remember that show Blackish?
Yeah.
I don't know, a new season about them living in the pandemic. I want to see how it is.
Oh, that looks funny. That's funny.
That is a good show.
I was surprised they played that one song last night.
Oh, about Betty Van Willem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is technically really...
Not racist.
It's not... It's old-fashioned. The right, Christmas
that's an old song.
The Christmas card is your favorite. The Christmas card.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah, he watched that's them a good one. He watched them all.
I'm going to get TV just to, so I can watch that. Don't Amazon Prime or anything has Hallmark?
I have to buy the movies. I had to buy the channel, actually.
Oh.
I'd be paying an extra 20, 10 bucks for the channel.
Oh, really?
It's
worth it.
Give me till Christmas and then get rid of it.
No.
Where's it?
There's that fly.
Oh, my gosh. Dad.
I'm setting my drink down slowly.
They're making a new adaptation of that movie Witches on HBO Max. I don't know what it's about, like these witches turn these kids into mice and they're eating them and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's based on this book by Roald Dahl. The original movie from the 90s scared her.
Oh. Anything else?
I'm looking. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, Mindhunter ain't gonna return any sale.
Yeah, I'm not gonna return season two. That's because it's expensive and it's not.
I would get dressed down at Halloween. Go ahead.
I did not get dressed.
That's next week, next Saturday.
What does that mean, dressed down?
Oh no.
Dear Carolyn, Halloween costuming seems to have gotten more complex over the years. Here we go. Oh, how to not offend anybody?
Oh, okay. Forget that. Everybody's so offensive all the time, man. Oh, yeah, dude.
Morton said he watches everything. Hallmark, anime, Marvel, DC, Harry Potter, and all Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies.
Oh.
I watch Marvel and DC movies. I read the comics and stuff. I also watch the show The Boys on Amazon Prime, which is really good. I like that. Anime, I haven't watched that much anime. I only watched, I think, one in my life. One full one. There's only two seasons. I watched the whole thing. Death Note, that's a great anime. Hallmark, he watches.
Yeah.
So we got, I think, like five or four of those things you mentioned there.
Harry Potter, you watch.
Harry Potter, Sammy used to watch this.
Sammy's girlfriend really likes Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nothing wrong with Harry Potter.
No.
And she's her own.
Lord of the Rings, to me, it's sort of boring, but.
Yeah, those are movies.
I play a casino game here.
Aren't they like 2 to 3 hours long, Lord of the Rings movies? Some of them. They're all filmed back to back.
Original
ones. They were all filmed like, let's see, I think before they kept on going. Come on. You collect all Marvel and DC collectibles. I collect Marvel Funko Pops.
Yeah.
And DC Funko Pops, a lot of them. And then I have I almost have to check 200 altogether.
Right. So.
And he said, yeah, they are. Oh, answer my text. You texted me, Mom? Oh, wow, that's not bad. Yes.
What,
Mom? Mom went on just to tell me that there's 36 cans of Mountain Dew at BJ's for $10.79.
That's 23K.
Yes, Mom. If you get my message yet, yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. It's okay though. It's we don't send. What the hell? My phone's being doing that dumb thing again. All right. Whatever. I'm gonna keep on calling.
Okay. Anything else, Mom? Before we go,
don't think so. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm right. This girl is talking about how, is there Heroclix collectibles? I'm looking that up right now, actually. Ronan, Heroclix collectibles. Collectibles. He said, look at these. Holy shit. Wait, shopping.
Oh, wow. Oh, those are cool.
Those are cool, but they're expensive, but they're cool looking. Sheesh. $80 for that one, Galactus. Wow.
Yeah.
They're expensive, but they're really nice looking. They're like those high quality ones. Yeah.
Those are really nice.
Those are nice. I don't mind getting one, but not right now. Until after the Xbox comes. Then maybe.
So,
all right, everybody. I think we're going to call it a night. We'll be back on at around 7.
Right.
Maybe a little later.
Right. To do our show, and we'll talk. Oh, yeah. It's been a year? Since we've been,
I think he did.
So, everybody stay safe. Look at us in a little bit.
And we'll be back on playing a horror game.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Okay.